Welcome to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong, and I have the pleasure, as always, of being here with Bill Alexander. Bill, how are you doing today?
Jason, I am doing terrific. I hope you are.
I am. I'm excited to be here with you because a number of things, Bill. I know it's an exciting time in your office. You just had your webinars this past week, and we're inching closer to Thanksgiving, which I know is your favorite holiday, so I can tell you're a happy man.
You're right. I don't want anyone to bypass Thanksgiving. I actually think it's an extraordinarily important holiday just because it's my favorite holiday. But the fact of the matter is that, I hate to say, I know that my daughter-in-law has already put up her Christmas tree. And while I appreciate that, my wife's talking about putting up the Christmas tree now. I think she feels like she's behind. And frankly, I really think maybe we should put the Christmas tree up over the Thanksgiving weekend as opposed to before Thanksgiving. Because, you know, the nice thing about Thanksgiving is it's a time for families to get together. And it's an important time that everyone wants to get together. We have a long weekend, you know, because almost everybody takes off not only Thanksgiving Day, but Friday as well. Black Friday is an important day for folks, although for me that's less important than just coming together and enjoying each other without any obligation or pretense about presents or things like that. It's really just a matter of coming together to be together. And of course, eat some really good food, which everybody has to contribute a little bit to that, and everybody needs to be contributing a little bit to the cleanup as well. But hey, that's what life's all about. So for me, it is a wonderful time to be with family, and that we should appreciate the love we have for each other, and that's what it's all about.
Very well said. You always have the right perspective on things when it comes to holidays, Bill. And last week, we spent a little bit of time talking about annuities, but I know we didn't get as much time to discuss that as you wanted to.
Well, most people who have listened to me for a while know that I'm not an advocate for annuities. And there are reasons for that. And so I do want to take a little bit of time to talk about annuities so that people actually know what we're talking about, you know, because I will say that anytime you're talking about, doesn't matter whether it's an annuity or investments or CDs or whatever it is, it really comes down to individual decisions based upon individual needs, individual risk tolerances, what you believe is in your best interest. But the fact for me is that in my book, there are too many financial advisors out there who their primary purpose in life is to sell you an annuity. And as a result of that, annuities in my book are way oversold. Even though these same financial advisors might tell you that they have a fiduciary obligation to be recommending things that are in your best interest, oftentimes, if they're talking about an annuity, it's not necessarily in your best interest. Annuities are complex contract. You would be hard pressed to find any professional that can actually explain everything there is about an annuity and how it works. because they're complicated even for professionals to understand all the fine print, if you will, or exactly how the internal returns are calculated, or how the expenses are taken out of the annuity, because some of it is, quite frankly, hidden, even to the professionals, if you get in terms of the internal workings of how these complicated contracts are done. Now, I will say that there, for the most part, there are three kinds of annuities, okay? And annuities do have one advantage, and that is that that the income inside of an annuity is tax deferred. Now, don't think it's tax free. It's tax deferred, which basically means while once you've invested into the annuity, the income from the internal investments of the annuity are not taxed to you each year. In other words, that tax is deferred. Now, here's the bad news, though, because when you're giving, so you get the benefit of tax deferral, okay, but what don't you get? Well, the fact is if you didn't have the tax deferral, you would be taxed on one of two things, either dividends or capital gains. And so for most people, the tax on dividends and the tax on capital gains is less tax than ordinary income. But here's the problem. When you start taking distributions from an annuity, the distributions are taxed as ordinary income. So it's generally taxed at a higher level than what it would have been taxed if you had taken the tax on a year-to-year basis. Now, if it is a retirement account annuity, in other words, it was a 401k or an IRA that was converted to an annuity, then the tax is going to be the same, because with an IRA, it's tax deferred, a 401k, it's tax deferred, and everything is taxed as ordinary income when it comes out. So basically, it gives you the same tax result as a traditional IRA or 401k. But, you know, if you're investing after tax income, in other words, a regular investment type of thing, then you're only paying tax on the internal gain in the annuity. So the principal that you have invested comes out tax-free, but the internal gain in it is taxed at ordinary income rates as a percentage of the distribution. So if everybody's still following me after that, then we're pretty good to go. Now, most people who actually agree to purchase an annuity think that their investment is protected. In other words, that it will not lose value. And that is not completely accurate. So let's dig a little deeper and say, okay, there's several different kinds of annuities, and each annuity contract from different companies will be a little bit different from one another. They're not the same. Every contract is different. But you certainly have at least three basic kinds of annuity. One is a variable annuity. Another is a fixed annuity. And another is a fixed indexed annuity. And I will tell you that, Fixed annuities simply are going to give you a fixed rate of interest over time. It's not, you know, it's pretty simple compared to the others. A fixed indexed annuity is typically have some safety features built in, and it also gives you more income based on the indexes, an investment index like the S&P 500 index, but they normally use more complicated indexes than that. That's a simple index that people can invest in. And so fixed indexed annuities, as far as I'm concerned, for those folks who are appropriate people as for annuity investments, those are, in my book, the best annuities that folks can have. Now, the last one I want to talk about is a variable annuity, and in my book, those are the worst annuities that people can have, because what a lot of folks don't realize is that those annuities have just as much risk as any other investment in the market, if you will, where there's a lot of risk, because variable annuities can go up and down in value with the stock market. So what I would say is that variable annuities, you could potentially justify one for a young person where the annuity is going to be held for many, many, many years. But seniors should never, in my book, have a variable annuity. And quite frankly, variable annuities are sold to everybody. And I think that would be considered by some to be a crime. I mean, it's hard to justify in my book. And when we're talking about variable annuities, it's a huge multi-billion-dollar industry, I will tell you that there are. I'm not the only person out there saying beware of these investments. In fact, I found a quote from the former chair of TIAA CREF, which is a big investment firm. And his quote was, "I cannot imagine a situation where I'd recommend a variable annuity." So, I mean, frankly, they're complicated contracts. And so from my perspective, if a person is seeking less risk and they're looking at an annuity for that purpose. But quite frankly, anyone who runs the numbers, because of all of the expenses that you don't see necessarily, but are inside annuities, that a basic investment into index funds will produce over any long period of time more money than any annuity out there. So it's folks need to understand that. Now, with that said, there is risk that folks don't realize and their financial planners don't tell them about. And so when we come back after break, I want to talk about that particular risk.
That is what we call in the business a tease to keep you in through the break here, and that is a good one. I'm looking forward to hearing what we need to know about annuities that is not told to us. And I also want to remind you that if you are interested in finding more information about Bill and WG Alexander & Associates, you can go to WGALaw.com. That's the website, WGALaw.com. From there, you can schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney. Maybe you need to have some documents drawn up, or you'd like to have your documents reviewed. You've never had them reviewed by an elder law attorney before. This is a wonderful chance for you to make sure that your documents are going to behave and perform in the way that you are expecting them to. Go to WGALaw.com to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, or you can find information about their free webinars and seminar put on by WG Alexander & Associates. Click on the seminars button at wgalaw.com and you'll find information about two webinars and one in-person seminar that happen the second Wednesday of every month. We just had our November session. The December session is happening on Wednesday, December 11th. The webinars cover long-term care assistance, helpful information for families dealing with a long-term care crisis. It covers Medicaid, VA benefits, helpful information about financial assistance available to most middle-class families. The other webinar covers asset protection and trust planning. The in-person seminars in the evening at Independence Village of Old Raleigh, and that covers legacy planning. All the information is available for you to look over at WGALaw.com. Just click on the seminars button. And the most important part about the webinars and the seminar is that it's free, completely free. There's no cost associated with these. All you need to do is register in advance. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. A quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find information about WG Alexander & Associates and their free webinars that happen the second Wednesday of every month. You can learn more about long-term care assistance, asset protection, and trust planning, as well as legacy planning at no cost to you. You can participate from the comfort of your own home, or if you like an in-person interaction, you can check out that in-person seminar that's happening the evening of Wednesday, December 11th. Find all the information at wgalaw.com and click on the seminars button. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, speaking of the webinars and seminar, you just had your session this past Wednesday. I know you always enjoy, especially with the seminars coming back, you've had a lot of fun with those.
Oh, absolutely. I love teaching folks as much as I can teach them in a short period of time. And as you know, we have our long-term care webinar. We have our trust and asset protection webinar, and then we have our legacy planning seminar in the evening. So it's a long day, but it's a lot of fun for me as well. And I've never had anyone say, I wish it hadn't gone. So, and of course, with Thanksgiving coming up, sometimes we do recognize that our seniors are having issues, and to the degree that you need information on where you might go or what you might do or what planning you need to put in place, our long-term care webinar or even our legacy planning seminar in the evening can give you a lot of information that will be accurate. One of the hardest things for folks is that there's a lot of bad information on the street because there are a lot of folks who know a little bit, and the chance of getting really good advice from folks who just know a little bit is not good. So getting accurate information is really important. So I would encourage folks to sign up for our webinar or seminars when it comes to long-term care planning for seniors. Well, actually, that leads me right in to one of the biggest risks when it comes to annuities. One of the important designations for financial planners, and they're the folks who are selling these annuities, and a lot of folks are basically told, when you retire, convert your 401k to an annuity so that you'll have a guaranteed income stream. Well, that sounds good, but the problem is for a lot of folks that their nest egg is not large enough to justify an annuity. I mean, if you think about it, because, you know, everybody's not rich. Everybody doesn't have $1 million retirement account. Now, for those who have large retirement accounts, if they want to buy an annuity, I don't have any problem with that. But there are an awful lot of folks that their nest egg might only be $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000. And if you have a nest egg that you have to depend on for your entire lifetime after you retire, is that enough to put all of it or part of it in an annuity? And the answer is, in almost every case, no way. Now, why do I say that? It's because when you invest in an annuity, what you're doing is giving up control of your money. You're basically giving it to the insurance company to invest it for you with large expenses and then doling it back out to you on a monthly basis. In other words, trickling it back out where you can't get a hold of your money again. I mean, to get it back, to liquidate, requires you to take a big penalty, particularly if you've invested in the annuity only a few years ago, because almost all annuities have penalty periods for between 5 and 15 years. So it makes a big difference as it relates to your ability to get your money back. And when you liquidate, all those guarantees that they've promised you go away. And so oftentimes that by itself can reduce what you get back significantly. But here's the problem. Even certified financial planners, what they are taught in their CFP class is that there's only one method for protecting you from long-term care, and that's to purchase long-term care insurance. Well, here's an easy one. How many of you have long-term care insurance? And I know the answer to that. Very, very few. Why? It's really expensive to have. It's nice to have if you can afford it. And of course, you have to be able to afford the premiums in your retirement years to be able to have it. But the fact is that, okay, so you don't have long-term care insurance. Well, here's the problem. You've created an annuity that gives you an income stream of $500. Well, that's nice. But the problem is, if you have a long-term care risk, you might need $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 a month. And if you can't get to the bulk of your money and you only have $500 a month of income from that annuity, that's not enough. And even if you have an annuity that says, we'll triple your income for 3 years or 5 years if you have a long-term care crisis, $1,500 is not going to be enough to help you through a long-term care crisis. Now, folks who've listened to me will know that I tell anybody and everybody that even our middle-class folks, I can get on Medicaid if they need nursing care. But the fact is that for most of us, their highest risk is not needing nursing care. That's what folks don't get. The bigger risk is the cost of home care, which is where everybody wants to be. And if they can't be at home, the next level is assisted living. Well, very few people can qualify for help, financial help from the government at the assisted living level or the memory care level. And, you know, the fact is, if you don't get government assistance, then it's not unusual for assisted living to cost $5,000 or $6,000 a month, and memory care can be $8,000 to $10,000 a month, depending on where you go. It can be less than that, too, but the fact is that it's more than most folks have available, because frankly, most people in retirement spend most of their money on their everyday needs, which housing, utilities, transportation, food, hopefully a vacation here or there, and things like that. But once you get through all of that, there's very little money left. And then you have a long-term care crisis, and you need $6,000 or $7,000 a month. Well, that's where the huge risk is with annuities. So for those folks who don't have a really huge nest egg, an annuity, it actually keeps you from having control of your money, of your nest egg. And to me, control of your nest egg is mighty, mighty important in your retirement years. So I would tell folks that, you know, while annuities are appropriate for a small percentage of folks, that people need to weigh carefully, you know, whether an annuity is actually in their best interest. Because who are they selling annuities to? Seniors, okay? And what are seniors' biggest risk? It's not the stock market. Their biggest risk is long-term care, because there is a 50 to 80% chance for seniors that they will need significant long-term care at great expense during their lifetime. So that's pretty scary when you know those percentages and what the cost is. So that's why people need to have more information. And you won't get that information from a financial advisor, because it's not like they know the Medicaid system or the long-term care system. They don't. They know about finances. So, you know, you have to protect yourself from those kind of issues.
Well, you've been at this a long time, Bill, and you've seen the monkey wrench that annuities can throw into, you know, planning. And so, especially when there's an issue with long-term care. So my advice to you listening is one great way to sort of dip your toe into this information and to learn some more is to sign up for the free webinars and seminar by going to WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button there on the page. There are two webinars and one seminar happening on the second Wednesday in December. That's Wednesday, December 11th. You can learn more about long-term care assistance. This is financial assistance for families dealing with a long-term care crisis. It covers Medicaid, VA benefits, very, very helpful information that's hard to find accurately outside of these webinars. You can also learn more about asset protection and trust planning and an in-person seminar dedicated to legacy planning. All three are free to attend. Just go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button to learn more and to register for free. You can also call the office if you want more information that way. The phone number is 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. A short break and back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Stick around. This is Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find information about WG Alexander and Associates. If you are in need of speaking with an elder law attorney, that's a great resource for you there. Maybe you've got some documents you'd like to have reviewed, or maybe you need documents drawn up. WGALaw.com is the place to go, and be sure to check out their free webinars and seminar happening on Wednesday, December 11th. If you click on the seminars button at WGALaw.com, you'll find plenty of information about the two webinars and the free seminar happening on Wednesday, December 11th. You can learn more about long-term care assistance, asset protection and trust planning, and legacy planning as well. And you can learn it all for free. Go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, you've got some very interesting questions written on the prep sheet here, and we're going to get to some of these. The first one being, should a rental property be in an LLC?
Well, it's something that I get asked a lot, and so there's some pros and cons. If you own rental properties, should you place those rental properties, should you create an LLC in order to give you asset protection? So here's the thing. The first question I would ask is, are your rental properties located in North Carolina? And I say that because every state law is different, particularly when it comes to liability. And North Carolina just happens to be a very conservative state when it comes to liability based on land or property ownership. So the fact is that it's very difficult for someone to get a judgment against a property owner for liability. It's extremely difficult in North Carolina. So what I would say is this: if you own rental properties in any state other than North Carolina, then yes, you better have your rental property in a limited liability company. And I say limited liability company and not a corporation. Now, you can have a limited liability company that's taxed as a corporation. That's up to you. That's an option. But limited liability companies tend to have more asset protection qualities than even corporations do. But it's based on state law. And so if you own rental properties outside North Carolina, it's going to be based upon the law of the state in which your rental property is located. It's not going to be based on North Carolina law if that's the case. And so most states make it much easier to obtain a judgment against a property owner than North Carolina. So that's the first question. The second question would be, do you self-manage your rental properties? And why do I ask that? Well, it's like this. Even if you have your rental property in an LLC, which does give you some protection, if you're managing the property yourself, in other words, you're getting the tenant, you're acquiring the tenant, you're basically fixing if things go wrong, if there are issues that you have to address, you know, whether it's the plumbing or the electric or the refrigerator goes out or the steps need replacing or whatever it is, and you're the one that they call to take care of that, well, you're not an LLC. And quite frankly, a shrewd lawyer is going to sue you for poor management, and you don't have an LLC protecting you in that capacity because you're individually doing it. And you can't create an LLC or a corporation that's going to protect you from your personal involvement in managing the property. So the point I'm trying to make is that if most people who own rental properties manage it for themselves, and so there is still liability if you're self-managing the property. And of course, the liability comes from not quickly and appropriately fixing safety issues. Now, North Carolina is still hard to get a judgment against you, but that's where liability can come in, and that's from getting a safety issue corrected in an appropriate amount of time once you know about it or should have known about it. Obviously, if you have someone else who is managing your rental properties for you and you're not involved in it, other than to collect the check, then obviously an LLC is a great way to go in terms of having your personal assets protected from from that kind of situation. So what I'm getting at is there are issues with, I mean, having a limited liability company is more expensive than not. You have to pay the Secretary of State a couple hundred bucks a year, plus you have to have separate insurance policies and a separate umbrella policy. So in essence, you are paying a little bit extra for having the protection of a limited liability company. Now, for those folks who can afford that extra protection, I'd say, yes, sir, go right ahead with it. It is a helpful thing to have, but if you have property in North Carolina and you are self-managing, then you obviously need good liability insurance for yourself and on that property, and it's your insurance which is going to give you the protection that you want. Again, if you own property outside of North Carolina, you better have it in an LLC. If you have a management company that is managing your real estate for you, then an LLC is definitely the way to go, because then you will have really good asset protection. And if you decide to go with the insurance method and self-ownership, I should say this. There's one other thing about having an LLC that I'm surprised at this late time that there's still folks that are not aware of the Corporate Transparency Act, which I would tell anybody that owns a corporation or an LLC, you better go online, Google Corporate Transparency Act. It's all online, but you have to give lots and lots of information to the federal government, and you basically have to give them verified information. It's a real pain, but it's a requirement. And if you don't do it, there's a $500 a day fine for non-compliance, and there's criminal violations for willful non-compliance. So this is Homeland Security. It is free. You don't have to pay anybody to report, but these reports are due to the government before the end of this year. So if you haven't done it by January 1, you're in trouble. And there are too many big fines involved to not get this done. I personally hope that they declare it unconstitutional for all of us so we can get rid of it. It's one of those things that I think is horrible, but the Congress did this to us, and it was bipartisan, so you can't blame the Republicans or the Democrats for doing it, because they all did it to us, but we've got to report unless the courts save us or Congress does the smart thing and basically gets rid of this horrible law. But the bottom line is that nothing's going to happen between now and the beginning of the year. So if you have an LLC or corporation, you better get on it and get this done. Now, there's a scam going around where people are receiving a form online where it asks, it basically says you owe us $119 or something like that and fill out this form. That's a scam. This is all done online, and it's free for you to do it. It's just a pain to get it done is all it is. And in fact, there's another aspect to this that a lot of folks are not aware of. If you have a homeowners association in your neighborhood, or you own a condo somewhere where there's a homeowners association, or like, for instance, my office is in a homeowners association where all of the owners of the properties where our offices are located. Homeowners associations are entities that are required to report as well on the Corporate Security Act. So, you better get to it.
Don't put it off. Make sure that's something that you take care of. Bill's been sounding the alarm bells on that for almost the whole year. So be sure to act on that as we are approaching the end of 2024. Go to WGALaw.com if you want to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney or learn more about the webinars and seminar happening on Wednesday, December 11th. We've got more with asset protection today with Attorney Bill Alexander right after this. Stick around. Listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Go to WGALaw.com to find information about the WG Alexander & Associates free webinars and seminar. Those happen the second Wednesday of every month. We just completed our session for November. If you would like to register and attend at the December version, which is happening on Wednesday, December 11th, you can do so for free by going to WGALaw.com and clicking on the seminars button at the top of the page. Plenty of information there. There's two webinars that you can attend. The morning webinar covers long-term care assistance. Medicaid, VA benefits are covered in that. The afternoon webinar covers asset protection and trust planning. And the in-person evening seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh covers legacy planning, a bit of a hybrid between the other two webinars. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more and to register for free. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, we're answering some popular questions that you get. The next question that we want to cover is, should you transfer your home to protect it?
Well, frequently I have folks who make appointments to come in and they say, well, I want to transfer my home to my son or my daughter or my children in order to protect it. So the first thing I would, for me, in almost every case, I am seeing myself trying to talk them out of it. Oftentimes people go to a real estate attorney and they say, do me a deed transferring my house to my children. And the real estate attorney does it without discussing all of the bad things that happen when you do that. Because there are a lot of issues that come along that it makes for terrible tax planning. Here's the thing. It's like, why are you doing it? What are you worried about? And in almost every case, it's like, I want to make sure that my house gets to my children. I don't want to have to worry about Medicaid estate recovery, or I don't want to have to worry about my house being part of my estate for it to get to my children. And here's the thing. If you have, and you hear me talking about having the right kind of general durable power of attorney, and if you have the right documents in place, and in particular, the enhanced general durable power of attorney, you shouldn't have to worry about asset protection for your home. Number one, any elder law attorney can help you protect your home if you ever need Medicaid, because there is a Medicaid estate recovery, but your home can be protected. It's an exempt asset for eligibility purposes, but you still have to protect it. But the fact is, most people never go on Medicaid. And if you don't ever go on Medicaid, there's no Medicaid estate recovery for your house. And so if your children inherit your house, they enjoy what's called the step up in income tax basis on the value of the house, which basically means if they inherit it and sell your home, there's no income tax to be paid by your children. Well, if you give them the house, they're going to have to pay capital gains tax on all of the appreciation while you've owned your house. And capital gains tax might be $50,000 or $100,000 of unnecessary taxes because you gave it to them. So don't do that.
Always unintended consequences. That's why you should seek some professional advice. If you would like to contact an elder law attorney, go to WGALaw.com to do that. A short break and back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander, and we'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. You can go to WGALaw.com if you would like to learn more about the December webinars and in-person seminar covering the subjects of long-term care assistance, asset protection and trust planning, as well as legacy planning. All the information is at WGALaw.com. Just click on the seminars button at the top of the page or call the office. The phone number is 919-256-7000. That's going to do it for us today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kong, thanking you for listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Have a wonderful day.